Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
What's the most American thing you can possibly think of off the top of your head?
Apple pie, the American flag, the American anthem, Super Bowl.
That's lots of very American stuff.
Yep.
Any more?
Guns.
Guns? Donald Trump?
Not really.
No, not really. Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Glass of milk.
Yum. Okay.
Happy, wholesome times.
So have you got a chocolate chip recipe that you're going to talk us through today?
Yeah, I thought I'd talk about that rather than guns.
Thank goodness. This is your 5-Minute Food Fix with Simon and Yumi.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Before we get started, Simon, do your kids eat these cookies?
Yes, okay. My kids eat these cookies. They eat lots of these cookies.
Wonderful. That's my main criteria. Please proceed.
I eat lots of these cookies,
right,
which is a slight problem when I make them. But yeah, they love them. I don't know a child who doesn't love chocolate
Mine.
Chip cookies. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they tried this recipe yet?
No,
though?
They haven't.
No. Well, wait and see. Look, I think they're one of the easiest things in the world to make. And when you're first starting to bake, they are probably the thing that is going to put that smile and that sense of satisfaction on your face and those you love around you more than anything else. So they're a really good place to start. They're really actually very easy to make. And they go brilliantly with a cold glass of milk for kids. So you get all those lovely wholesome vibes. But having said all that, Yumi, there are still some do's and don'ts, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know I'm a stickler for this sort of thing. So it's really important that we do those. So let's get those out of the way now. First of all, I think a lot of people worry about the chocolate. You read a lot of these recipes that say, oh, use a really nice dark chocolate, plain chocolate, or make certain the milk chocolate's really good. No, I don't think it matters, actually,
okay,
for chocolate chip cookies.
And can you just buy them as chips, or do you have to chop it up with a knife?
Look, I like the chopping for the added rusticity of the thing. I like to get out the big chef's knife and chop away, but no, it really doesn't matter. Use the buttons if you like, they're nice and easy, or the little coins, or whatever you like. You do you here. Use whatever chocolate you think is going to go down well in your house too. So if it's milk chocolate, that's great. But if it's a mixture of milk, white and dark, then just go nuts. Go bananas.
Yum.
Have fun.
Okay.
One thing I would say, it's a really simple recipe where you're combining butter and sugar in the kind of usual way when you're making cookies. I always think a stand mixer makes these sort of things much better.
Agreed.
You can shove them in and just forget about them. And it also kind of fluffs everything up in a way that is really hard to do by hand. So look, if you're prepared for the workout and you've got the whisk at hand and you want to go, you're not going to the gym that day, then do this.
Simon, no one who's listening to this podcast is that person.
No, they're probably not. So in that case, just shove everything in the stand mixer and you'll get a really, really good result. One more rule, then I promise I'll stop giving you rules on something very simple. Don't leave these cookies in the oven too long. For me, the thing that is brilliant about American style cookies is the soft chewiness. You bite in and they yield straight away, right? And they're all oozy.
So there's no snap.
There's no snap. These are not biscuits. There is no twice cooking, which is where that word comes from. There is just a simple, quick cookie. So I'm going to dive into the recipe now because I've done an awful lot of talking about
these
cookies.
Well, you've done the pre-sale. My wallet's
You're
open.
In. Good. Excellent. So place 200 grams of softened butter, 150 grams of brown sugar, and 125 grams of caster sugar in your stand mixer and beat it away on medium speed for a few minutes until everything is pale and creamy, like we talked about. Then add a beaten egg, egg yolk and 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract and beat away for another minute.
Yep.
Then in goes your flour, 275 grams, half a teaspoon of bicarb of soda. That will just let them rise a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And a pinch of salt and mix away on low speed. This time, just very quickly. You just want to combine everything.
Just combine it only.
Exactly. Then in goes your chocolate, which I have, you know, cut up in a rustic fashion.
Yep.
But you have just thrown in because you bought them as buttons,
mm-hmm.
which is excellent. Just save a little bit back. So that's 200 grams that you've roughly chopped, about 175 going in now. Save a little bit back. And that will be for pressing into the cookies when they're formed.
For decoration sort of thing.
Yeah. So one or two quick turns to mix to get those chocolates in. Then out it comes. Again, little tiny kind of small walnut-sized balls. About 45 grams, if you really want to, 40, 45 grams. I actually like, this is one of the few times where I get pernickety and I bring out the scales.
Stop it!
Yeah, because I think that cooking of them is really important, that they're uniform and that chew that we were talking about. And if you got the sizes slightly wrong, then you're going to miss out on that texture.
No,
so
okay,
I'm actually
so you
quite anal about this.
Okay, good.
Yes, I do weigh them. But another hack you could have is if you find a good ice cream scoop type thing, that's normally the perfect
amount.
That
does seem very American, like the American housewife TikToks that I watch, they're doing that with the scoop. Yeah.
I'm not fully Martha Stewart yet, but one day, I can aspire. So then it's onto lined baking trays, leaving about 4 centimetres apart, and then it's into an oven at 180 degrees and bake for 10 to 12 minutes. So it's important. Don't, you know, look at them and pull them out earlier than you think. You want a little bit of colour, but only just a little bit of colour.
Yeah, right. Okay. 10 to 12. So definitely set a timer. Mm-hmm. And how many are we making with that amount?
We are making a nice big log's worth with that amount. It's normally about 18 cookies So you don't have to bake them all at once. You make the big sausage log of that dough into the freezer with the rest of it and then just slice them off as you go.
Slice them off.
Bake from frozen. You've got home-baked cookies. Whenever your kids' friends come around, you look like the best parent in the world.
Oh,
they eat these cookies all the time. The house smells like heaven.
Yep.
No wonder everyone wants to be a 1980s American housewife, really. It's perfection. And you mean one thing you could do if you want to elevate this and make these really, really fancy, sub out some of that butter, or even when you're feeling really daring, all of that butter for unhulled tahini.
What?
For a really sophisticated take on the chocolate cookie.
Okay, so now I'm more into it.
Because
it seemed too unhealthy, but the tahini makes it a little...
In your mind, it makes it a little healthier. Yeah, that's
because there's
good.
More nutrition in sesame seeds.
Well, then good old butter. Oh, I don't know about that, but but I'll let you have it. As long as it gets you over the line, Yumi, it's good.
Find the recipe in our show notes. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.